Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Chicago with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Chesterfield's ABCs in person. A, Arthur Godfrey, C, Perry Como, and now here's Chesterfield's busy little B, Bing Crosby.
Oh, busy little B. Busy little B. I want to tell you, Ken, it's wonderful. It's really grand to be here tonight to entertain the convention of the National Association of Tobacco Distributors.
You having a good time, Bing?
Am I having a good time? Yeah. Oh, take a look at me. These aren't smoke rings under my eyes, boy.
No, they look more like Lipton's tea bags to me.
Let's just mention one of Godfrey's sponsors tonight, huh? This dear old Chesterfield. I want to tell you, Ken, last night was a riot. What a time we had. I lost my badge, and you know that hat band that I was wearing around my hat, the one that said, "Call me Bing, I got plenty of zing"?
Yes, I remember that.
Blew it.
Oh.
Lost that in the shuffle, too?
Yeah, what happened to that tie you were wearing, the one that lights up and says, "They satisfy"?
That's
what happened
missing,
to that?
Missing, too. At least when I woke up this morning, it wasn't around my neck.
The tie wasn't around your neck this morning. You mean to say you've been sleeping with your clothes on?
I always do at conventions. I can never tell when I'm going to get a call to dash to a party someplace. I don't want to waste any time dressing.
Hey, I understand.
Thanks for everyone. It's really a thrill, though, isn't it, standing here in this wonderful Civic Opera House?
Oh, it's wonderful. Were you ever an opera, Bing?
Certainly was.
Were you?
Yes. When I was a boy, I was with the Spokane Wenatchee Opera Company. I carried a spear, and besides that, I was assistant to the tenor.
What do you mean, assistant to the tenor?
Well, I stood behind him with my spear, and whenever he had to hit a high note, I let him have it.
You think I should stand behind you with a spear tonight?
Well, if there are any high notes scheduled, I would recommend it.
I'll take care of everything. Bing, did you ever see a town so crowded? Gee, the hotels are really jammed.
Please don't remind me of how crowded the hotels are.
What's wrong?
Well, I don't like to complain. I don't like to beef or anything, but I think the Chesterfield people could have exerted a little influence and gotten better accommodations for Arthur Godfrey and Perry Como and myself.
What's your beef?
I'll tell you what my beef is. They've got all three of us living in one room.
Godfrey, Como, and Crosby all in one room?
Mm-hmm. But I'll say one thing for Chesterfield, though. They spare no expense.
How so?
They flew a sardine packer all the way from Norway to squeeze us into bed last night.
Bing, you're kidding.
Only mildly.
You mean to say there's... You mean to say there's only one bed in the room?
That's right, just one bed. And Ken, you know how Arthur's and Perry's and my pictures are arranged on the Chesterfield gift carton?
Yeah.
Lucky Crosby in the middle again.
I must say that's nice grouping.
Yes, there's a nice little group approaching right now, Ken. Judd Conlon's with the Mayors. We're going to get the show started with one of the big pop tunes. John Scott, may we have the downbeat? Folks, you'll notice that Mr. Trotter is conducting the orchestra tonight with a leaf of the world's best tobacco.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music. I'd do anything for you, anything you want me to. All I want is kissing you and music, music, music. Closer, my dear, come closer. The nicest part of any melody when you're dancing close to me. So put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music. nicest part of any melody when you're dancing close to me. So put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, 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 music. Put another nickel in the nickel machine and give me music, music, music.
Kids.
Well, thank you, Ken.
You know, Bing, when I looked outside my hotel window this morning and saw all those thousands of white snow-covered roofs, it reminded me of thousands of clean white packs of Chesterfields.
Well, Ken, that's a very adroit way to get into the commercial. Next week, people are apt to be running around Chicago in sun suits. Liable to be very mild weather here, but you can have about 8 to 1.
Well, that's all the better. That's all the better, Bing, because when you talk about mildness, you're talking about Chesterfields. Chesterfields are milder.
And not only milder, but they're better tasting because they have the right combination of the best mild ripe tobaccos, the world's best.
Yep, and that right combination is what makes every Chesterfield milder than other cigarettes and cooler smoking than other cigarettes.
You see, folks, everything you want in a cigarette you're going to find in Chesterfield, so smoke them, huh? I think you'll agree Chesterfield's the best cigarette for you to smoke.
And now Mr. Crosby will sing that well-known and ever-popular song entitled The Chesterfield Jingle.
No, just a mo. I can't do the Chesterfield Jingle until Godfrey and Como get here.
Why not?
We're a set. Yes. Why, if I sang the jingle alone, these lads, Perry and Arthur, would be brokenhearted.
Gee, this is dramatic, isn't it?
Why, they might even kick me out of bed tonight or something. Puncture my hot water bag. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you're all very anxious to meet my roommates. I refer, of course, to Mr. Arthur Godfrey, the High Lama of the ukulele set, and Mr. Perry Como, the handsome host of the Chesterfield Supper Club. Move right in here, A and C. Hi, Mr. G. L Jingle, please, huh?
Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Chesterfield's over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield. A,
up.
B, C.
Great.
Very good. Now, I had no idea you fellas sang so well.
Look, I thought the three of us were buddies. After all, we're sleeping together.
Well, we're buddies, Perry.
Incidentally, Bing, you're a pretty heavy sleeper.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. You were sleeping on me all night, and you're heavy.
Well, I just did that for comfort. You're not as lumpy as the mattress.
I'm happy to hear that.
Arthur, I don't like to bring up personal things here, but you know that you talk in your sleep?
Oh, I do?
Mm-hmm. All night long, you were auditioning talent for your show.
Well, I guess that's because it's on my mind. I'm always looking for talent. Someday I'm going to uncover the new Bing Crosby.
Well, I wish you wouldn't get out of bed so often, because every time you do, you uncover the old Bing.
Say, Bing.
Yeah, Pear?
I don't like to bring up personal things either, but do you know that you sing in your sleep?
How do I sing, on key or off key?
Off key. Goody, goody, goody.
Now, steady.
Hey, Bing.
What? Goody-goody, huh?
It's pretty goody. Bing, you're in the middle and in closer touch with Perry. what does he do while he sleeps?
He steals things.
I steal
now,
things?
Now, don't try to act so innocent. You're the one that got away with my tie that lights up, and you know it.
Well, that's one thing I learned about Arthur, Bing. Huh. He's a real homie guy.
Homie?
Yeah, I never thought a big shot like you would wash your own argyles.
Yeah, that's right. Incidentally, Art, you've got pretty big feet.
Oh, they're not so big.
No, you're the only fellow I know who uses two ukuleles for sock stretchers.
Say, you are in the ukulele business, aren't you, Art?
Yep.
How much do they cost?
Well, plain $5.95. With socks, $10.95.
I like one with garters. You're in the sock business too, huh?
You name it, and if I ain't in it, I'll get in it.
how well we know. Honest to goodness, Arthur, I don't know where you get all the energy you used to have.
Well, Bing, you see, I'm just a fella that has to keep busy all the time.
I think you need a rest, Arthur. I think the folks would also like to hear a song from Perry right now. What are you going to sing, Perry?
See? Well, Pop, I'd like to do On the Outgoing Tide.
Perry, stage is all yours, kid.
On the outgoing tide, I know that you're leaving today, and my tears will be a part of a sea that's taking you, darling, away from me. But they can't take my dreams. They can't take the love in my heart. And although I know we're drifting apart, if heaven has meant you for me, I know I will sail at your side someday.
Thank you, Bing. Yes, a brand new one.
Oh, it's wonderful. Really pretty. I must say that you sang it exceptionally well, too, considering the fact that you and I were up pretty late last night.
You know, Bing, I wish Godfrey had gone with us.
Oh, so do I.
I wanted to, Perry, but I had to rehearse my morning show.
You rehearsed that thing? I think so.
Well, so it's not exactly a rehearsal.
What goes on?
Well, I tell Archie Blyer what I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
And he discusses it with his musicians. And then they go out and buy whatever instruments they need.
Hey, that's pretty classy, isn't it?
Percy, we were on the...
Oh, yeah, Perry and I was out last night.
Yes. You fellas had a lot of fun, too.
Fun? Oh, what a nightclub we were in, Arthur. It was so smoky in there, the balloon dancer was grounded for 3 hours.
She couldn't take off, huh?
No, but she was very exotic. Very exotic. Her name was Hildegard Hogan.
Hmm. Hildegard?
Mm-hmm.
Was she a good dancer?
Well, Hilda had plenty to guard.
Oh, she'd be great for your television show, Arthur. You could put Chesterfield on her bubble. Spectacular, wasn't it?
Listen, I'll bet 8 to 5 that you'll be in TV yourself inside of 2 years, Bing.
Well, maybe in one form or another I will be. I understand Paramount is aging my movies for it right now.
You see, that's where he's got us, Perry.
Wow.
When you and I are old, old men in television, Crosby here will suddenly pop up in the big broadcast of 1932 and look like Donald O'Connor.
Ah, you guys. Arthur, how about you doing a little work here? You got a solo or something?
Well, if someone will hand me my ukulele, I might do Making Love Ukulele.
Bring up that lethal instrument, huh? Help yourself to the mic, Arthur.
Well, thanks, Jim. This is going to be something. Let me see. Making love ukulele style, you don't have to be in Waikiki. Making love ukulele style to a lovely ukulele serenade. When you love ukulele style, With every note, your heart will float far away to a tropic isle while a ukulele tune is softly played. Strolling along beneath the starlight, dreaming a lover's dream for two. Soon you will see her eyes are star bright as the ukulele magic comes through. So if you want to satisfy the one you love, all else above, take a tip and be sure you try the ukulele style of making love. Now when you love ukulele style, you just... When you love ukulele style, you just... Now all you do, ukulele style is just... When you love ukulele style, you just... Strolling along beneath the starlight, dreaming a lover's dream for two. Soon you will see her eyes are star bright as that ukulele magic comes through. So if you want to satisfy the one you love, all else above, take a tip and be sure you try the ukulele style. Yes, the ukulele style of making love.
Just a touch of old Hawaii. You know, Arthur, I was talking to Eddie Hubbard, Chicago's Chesterfield disc jockey, here before the show. You know what he told me? He told me that your record of Candy and Cake is really going big.
Hey, good.
Big record.
Hey, how about you and me singing Candy and Cake right now?
Fine, I'll do anything to be associated with a hit. Just talk.
Okay, you be Candy and I'll be Cake.
That's Cake.
Mr. Trotter, let's have it.
Angel Pie, your pet confection. Sweetie Pie, she's perfection.
Candy and cake. Candy and cake. My honey's as sweet a treat as eating candy and cake.
Sugar and spice. Everything nice. And kissing her once ain't half as sweet as kissing her twice.
I can be smart,
and I can be wise, but oh, when she rolls her roly-poly jelly bean eyes,
I shiver and shake, my heart will just break, if some other love should rob me of my candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Everything's just...
My honey's as sweet a treat as eating candy and cake. Sugar and spice. And everything nice.
And kissing her once ain't half as sweet as kissing her twice.
Let's do it again.
I can be smart.
Be smart.
I can be wise.
Be wise.
But oh, when she rolls her roly-poly jelly bean eyes,
I shiver and shake, my heart will just break.
If some other love should ever rob me,
that would sure play hob with me.
If some other love should rob me of my candy and cake,
rob me of candy.
Phantom of the Opera, though.
And that was Candy and Cake, sung by Bing Crosby and Arthur Godfrey, two great favorites of the older set.
Thank you.
You know, Bing, this kid gets pretty uppity when he gets on the road.
Oh, I think he's just excited over the convention, Arthur. Besides, before he gets home tonight, I'm going to put a frog in his part of the bed. Don't you think you and I should do a little something in the way of a song, Perry?
Fine with me, Ben.
How about that, I heard you sing it a couple of weeks ago, that song from the Disney picture, Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes.
Hey, that's real smooth.
Well, I hope we don't rough it up any, John Scott, A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes.
When you're fast asleep, in dreams you will lose your heartaches. Whatever you wish for, faith in your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling through, no matter how your heart is grieving. If you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come
Friends, Arthur and Perry and I, we want to explain how every one of you can judge for yourself which cigarette is milder. Now, what we want to do is make the same kind of a test that tobacco farmers make while judging which of their tobacco is mild.
Yep, be your own cigarette expert. It's easy. It's as simple as ABC.
Tell them how we do it, Perry.
A, you buy a pack of Chesterfields and open it all the way.
Take it, Bing. B, you get a whiff of that wonderful mild aroma that comes from the Chesterfield pack. Take it, Perry.
C, compare that milder Chesterfield aroma with what you get from any other brand. As soon as you do, you'll find the Chesterfields have a milder aroma. And then when you light up, you'll find the Chesterfields smoke milder. Take it, Arthur.
That's right, Perry. And that's because tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder. That Chesterfield aroma comes from the right combination of the world's best tobacco, and no other cigarette has it. Grab it, Bing.
Got it. Well, folks, it all comes down to this. What goes into a cigarette is what you get out of it. Into every Chesterfield, we put mild, ripe tobaccos. So out of every Chesterfield, you get a cooler, better-tasting smoke, a much milder smoke. Arthur.
So be your own cigarette expert, folks. Make this test yourself. Buy Chesterfields today and enjoy more smoking pleasure than any other cigarette can give you. Bing?
Yes, take our word for it. Chesterfields are really milder. Once you try them, I know you'll like them. So smoke them, huh? Always buy Chesterfield. I believe those are the introductory strains to Dear Old Girl. With Arthur Godfrey and Perry Como here tonight, I think a little barbershop harmony is definitely in order.
Well, Bing, you take the tenor.
Oh, no, mon Pierre. Mais non. You grab the tenor. I'm the baritone. What do you want to handle, Arthur?
Oh, I'll carry the harmony in a bucket.
Good luck to you.
Dear old girl, the robin sings above you. Dear old girl, it speaks of how I love you. The blinding tears are falling as I think of my lost pearl. And my broken heart is calling, calling for you, dear old girl. Dear old girl, the robin sings above. Dear old girl, it speaks of how I love you.
The blinding tears are falling as I think of my lost pearl, and my broken heart is calling. Calling for you, dear old girl.
Dear old girl.
Well, that about closes Chesterfield's Wednesday evening radio offering. I want to thank Arthur Godfrey and Perry Como for joining us here in the Chicago Civic Opera House.
Oh, we had a lot of fun, Bing. It was nice being here and meeting so many of the folks of the Tobacco Distributors Convention.
Oh, aren't they a great bunch?
What do we do now, fellas?
Well, let's go over to Shangri-La, grab some of that good food, and then get back to the Ambassador East and hit the hay, huh?
Who's going to be with you next week, Bing?
Next week, Arthur, we have a wonderful show planned. With us next Wednesday will be Miss Mildred Bailey.
Say, Mildred Bailey, she goes back to the Whiteman days, doesn't she?
She sure does, Arthur, and she still goes great on a song. Also with us will be the famous Dixieland jazz band from the Mocambo in Hollywood, the Firehouse Five Plus Two.
Oh, they're terrific.
They're great, Perry. Thanks again, fellas, for being with me, huh? And before I hit the stage door, I'd like to throw in a reminder that giving to the Red Cross means helping a friend in the time of need. Also, let's not forget those Easter seals for crippled children. I'll see you next week for Chesterfield, folks. The best cigarette for you to smoke.
Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Chicago by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Mildred Bailey and the Firehouse Five Plus Two. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.